Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's game time, baby. We're so we'll get right to it. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone's favorite break room game, Where They Whining, and here's how it works.
Okay.
You folks waiting on hold, you're going to listen. Kimmy's got her post from the neighborhood app. She has removed street names, town references. But despite that, there are still little clues you will be able to hear when she reads it out loud. And when you listen, you will be able to figure out which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester this post came from. We're going to do it. Figure out where they won. And I know we're up against it here and running late, but I do think it's important to point out, Tommy, you suck hard at this. You have been a disaster.
I thought we're running late.
We are running late. Nick wrote us earlier on Instagram, said that you look like a swimming instructor in your outfit this morning.
What? What's wrong with my outfit?
You look great. I'm just saying, you're ugly and you're stupid. With all that being said, Kimmy, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do the damn thing. Rock Wars! Greece! Therefore! Where they whining!
All right, so this guy does a lot of rambling. Had to trim it down a little, but I think you still get the point.
Okay.
Do not, under any circumstance, use blank for your pool cleaning needs. He is either a scam artist or maybe he just stinks at his job. I hired him once and now never again. He did not show up in an official vehicle. As far as I know, he does not work for an actual company, so he does not have to meet any corporate standards. I was having algae issues with my pool and I didn't know what I was doing wrong. All he did was scrape it off the sides and then let it sit in the bottom of the pool. No advice for maintenance or anything. He took my money and then never returned to vacuum it up. I thought maybe he just forgot about me, but then he never returned my phone calls and blocked me on Facebook. Be aware, he also sometimes claims to be a pool repairman, too. I was talking to a friend in the area who had a similar experience. He told me that this man showed up to his house to check out a potential leak in his in-ground pool. He came with scuba equipment, so he looked legit at first. My friend said
scuba.
My friend said he had his suspicions though. He said all this guy did was splash around and look busy. He came out of the water and said there's no leak. It's probably just the water evaporating. After all that, he still charged my buddy a couple $100 just to tell him how the process of evaporation works. Surprised his business page doesn't have more bad reviews. He must have gotten his family and friends to flood the comments and bury the bad stuff. He does just enough work to not get the cops called on him for stealing. Do not give him your business.
All right. Tommy, I know where you're going. I know exactly
you
think.
No, you
have this bias in your head when it comes to pools.
Not what you think, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I get around, brother.
Oh, you get around? I've been around
and I get around.
You bet. Oh, no, I heard you get
around. I walk around, I look around.
Like
and
mother,
I listen.
Like mother, like son, getting around, being around. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So this obviously is not a West Side thing.
That's exactly what I just said.
But hold on.
Oh.
I think we're talking an older pool owner here who's having issues.
Yeah, obviously.
So where are the old in-ground pools? Where was the money back in the day?
Where, Tommy?
This is in the Quait. This is an older guy with an old pool.
That's not a
in
town.
The Quait.
I don't know what that is.
The Quait.
That's my pick. I need to write down a town, and I need you to
you're
say
you're saying the Quait. And I think you mean the Quait.
Neither of those are a town.
But if we're going to do it, do it right. The Coit.
I need you to say the name of a town.
We're running late.
I will not write it down until you say the name of a town that is an actual thing. I got all day, mister.
Me too. Actually, I don't. I'm leaving at 10.
You want to play a song while Tommy decides he's going to say the name of the town?
I'm not acknowledging that as a name of the town.
I'm not going to do it.
This is kind of how like the James Cook negotiation.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask the commissioner.
He's holding in. What?
Is the commissioner, is the Quate a legitimate pick?
I mean, that is his pick. I don't.
Okay.
You're the commissioner.
I mean.
You have to make him put it down.
So it has to be the Quate then. That Quite. Has to be the town.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's not a town.
Okay, but that does take a Rhonda Coit off the board if he's picking the Coit.
She said it's all write it down.
Okay. Good. That's my pick.
It's not what? A Rhonda Coit is your pick.
Quit.
A Rhonda Coit is your pick. Okay. No to everything you just said. Everything you just said is a no.
I know four guys with pools up there that have issues.
You know four guys? You don't know four guys end of sentence.
I don't talk to them.
This one's easy. It's Far East Side. And
far
it's,
East.
It's Far East.
Far East?
Beijing. No. They whining in Victor. There's a Victor problem. Victor has become like Poolville, USA.
Well, you got a lot of fancies out there.
Well, it's not just fancies. It's room to put pools in.
Yeah.
Because
but they're not falling for some no-name scam.
Those are exactly the type of people that would fall for that stuff.
They're rich people. They're shrewd.
No, bro, in a Rhonda Coit, if those people have had these pools for decades and decades, like you claim, they're not going to just pick some fly-by-night charlatan.
Well, the guy that did it, you know, he retired to die.
Guy that did it, retired to die. He drowned at the bottom of that pool.
Yes.
No, this sounds like a person that has moved into an older pool home without pool experience. Victor.
That ain't Victor.
Is where they whine it.
You're an ass.
Jesus.
You are a total fool ass.
A fool ass?
You're a straight up fool ass.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Nick has already been on hold for 20 minutes.
Wow.
He won last week.
Deep into that Ben hole.
So he is. We will get all up in Ben's hole with Nick in a little while. There is one rule and one rule only.
That's it.
You get to pick one town.
Okay.
One town. When we pick up the phone, if your pick has already been named by somebody else, you got two options. You can hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Call again next week. We won't hate you. Or pick another town. If you call us up and say, I was going to say, but then you have been disqualified, and the commissioner gets all final call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's kick it off with Joey. Joey, where they whining?
Definitely Fairport.
Why Fairport?
I feel like there's a lot of pools out there.
Are there? Because I don't see a lot of pools in Fairport, Joey.
Well, I mean, how many people's backyards have you been in Fairport?
A lot of them, actually.
Got you there.
He even said it with a lot of attitude, too. No, like, Fairport's a town with money, but the properties are small.
No, but yeah, Fairport stretches.
Because
we both know two people in Fairport that have in-ground pools.
Okay.
I mean, I just think it's a solid guess, honestly.
It's not a bad pick.
Joey, how many people in Fairport you know with pools, buddy?
None,
Joey. You know Nunzo.
One, actually.
You lie. Why you lie, Joey boy? Nope. Joey. We got you for Fairport, buddy. Thanks. Thanks for the call. There goes Joey personality.
That's a good pick. So,
really? Why did you pick it?
I didn't think of it.
Oh,
our girls got one there, and our boys got one.
She ain't Fairport, bro.
Yes, she is.
She ain't Fairport.
She's straight up, but
she
ain't
Fairport,
she's
bro.
She's Newport.
She ain't Fairport. Oh, she's Newport.
She's Newport.
She's on Rhode Island. She's on Newport Fairport.
They have a jazz fest and everything out there.
252, shut up, dork. 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Where they whining, buddy?
I'm torn, but I'm going to say Greece.
Like, really?
Yeah, I don't think this is East Side, and your pick sucks because there is a legitimate pool company out in Farmington, so I don't know why the guy would call
a legitimate pool company out in
Farmington. Pool, yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, right next to
Pools and Troughs.
Newport Pools. Bro, just because there are legitimate businesses doesn't mean people try to save cash by going with non-legitimate businesses.
Yeah, but like Victor, man.
Bro, like don't underestimate how cheap people with money are. That's why they have money.
Brother,
and that's why
I work in HVAC. I know how cheap people are.
Yeah, they keep hiring you. Caleb sucks so hard.
Not as much as you, bud.
Oh, Caleb, have a good rest of the day. Can we stop getting
what
lower millennials with bad personalities? That would be great on the phones.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, we're going to inject some energy into this.
All right, let's do it.
Because he always brings it.
All right.
Because according to his coworkers, he's lazy as hell just playing this game all the time. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, Pimfield, because it's right there in the middle of everybody else's pick, and you know, it's kind of poor, kind of rich, kind of people, kind of sleazy.
Time out. Wait. Back up.
Kind of feels sleaze bag.
Yeah, because you know it's right there in the middle of the other two towns that's kind of pristine, and you know, Pimfield got the fake funk. You know, you got a
fake funk. Wait a minute, where is the poor people in Pimfield, Armand?
You got to keep – it's not about being poor. You don't get rich by spending a lot of money. It's about being cheap. And then when you get screwed over, you're mad that you got screwed over for being cheap.
They got the fake funk.
They got – bro, I'm going to steal
that. We got the funk.
We got fake funk. But okay, you screwed that up too, Armand.
No, I was doing it right.
Shut up, Armand. We got you for
Tommy, you had one job.
Thank you. Armand sided with me. I win. Armand, have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
Oh, I'm going to go Webster.
Why Webster?
Just because that's where all the pools are.
I don't hate that pick. I don't hate that pick.
Yeah, I finally make a good pick. Thanks, Duffy. A
lot of above ground, though.
What, a lot of above ground in Webster?
Yes.
Thoughts, Steve?
I can't say.
You can't say.
I've seen a lot of in-ground pools in Webster.
Bro, you can't go above ground pool. There was a guy that had a legitimate cement lion in his front yard with his initials in the driveway.
He had a pool with a waterfall.
It's true.
Steve was there. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got a Ben, but not a Ben we're familiar with.
Oh.
It's a new Ben.
Oh, a cool Ben.
We'll find out. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, they are whining in Greece.
I'm sorry, say that again?
In Greece.
Ah, new Ben, you've been disqualified. You suck so hard. You suck just like the old Ben. Meet the new Ben, same as the old Ben.
Bye, Ben.
I missed it as they said it. I was talking to Kimmy.
Yeah,
so.
It's probably what it was. Not that you suck so hard, new Ben. Bye, new Ben. Bye, new Ben. I hang up on Ben. 252-WCMF. Let's get one more in before we get a reread. We'll talk to an old stalwart.
Okay.
Cody's on CMF. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Pittsford.
Okay, why?
Because Pittsford has tons and tons of pools per capita. If you drive through the south side of Pittsford, every three houses has pools. But the important thing is nobody in Pittsford, and Tommy's a perfect example of this, has any idea how to do their own maintenance, their own cleaning, or anything.
Ooh, why would you?
Because they all hire everybody else to do it.
Oh, you take that, you sissy-ass bitch.
No, he's right. Yes.
Exactly.
You even said it like a dish. He's actually right.
We don't have a pool, but we have a service.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Cody, we got you for Pittsford, buddy. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining us?
Oh, you sure can.
Thank you.
Do not, under any circumstance, use blank for your pool cleaning needs. He's either a scam artist or maybe he just stinks at his job. I hired him once and now never again. He did not show up in an official vehicle. As far as I know, he does not work for an actual company, so he doesn't have to meet any corporate standards. I was having algae issues with my pool and didn't know what I was doing wrong. All he did was scrape it off the sides and then let it sit in the bottom of the pool. No advice.
I had to do the same thing with Tommy's mom.
I was going to do that same joke.
Really,
man.
Get off your phone, that bitch-ass bitch.
No advice for maintenance or anything. He took
my joke. Are you scraping the walls of my mother's vagina?
No, it's more her mouth. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
He took my money and then never returned to vacuum it up. I thought maybe he just forgot about me, but then he never returned my phone calls and blocked me on Facebook. Be aware, he also sometimes claims to be a pool repairman, too. I was talking to a friend in the area who had a similar experience. He told me that this man showed up to his house to check out a potential leak in his in-ground pool. He came with scuba equipment, so he looked legit at first. My friend said he had his suspicions, though. He said all this guy did was splash around and look busy, came out of the water and said there's no leak. It's probably just the water evaporating. After all that, he still charged my buddy a couple hundred bucks just to tell him how the process of evaporation works. surprised his business doesn't have more bad reviews. He must have gotten his family and friends to flood the comments and bury the bad stuff. He does just enough work to not get the cops called on him for stealing. Do not give him your business.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is in Irondequoit. I am in Victor. Joey is out in Fairport. Caleb is in Greece. He's keeping us from bunching right now. Mm. He's really the only one. Armand is in Penfield. Steve is in Webster. New Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Disqualified the hell out of himself in his first shot. Cody is out in Pittsford. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining?
Well, I was thinking the whole time it's going to be an east side town, but most of the east side towns have been spoken for.
Okay.
So I'm going to go west side today, and I'm going to go with Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
Because all the east side towns are taken.
Well, what east side town were you thinking before you went with Chi Lai?
Come on, Duffy, I do this every week.
Yeah, every week, I got you.
You're not gonna get Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Smart Mark is what they call him over there. Out there in Chi Lai. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. 252 WCMF. It's been a sausage fest in here.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Good for you. 252 WCMF. Let's get a lady. Rachel, where they whited.
Canandaigua.
Why Canandaigua?
Because everything else was taken at this point.
Well, what were you thinking, though?
I'm not going to tell you.
Everyone's so smart. I got to come up with
don't
better ways.
Don't try to Bugs Bunny me. You can't make me say duck season when I know it's rabbit season.
You know, I do love you for that reference. It reminds me of being seven, watching the Looney Tunes before I had to go to bed at 8 o'clock. Rachel, thank you for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's rip through some before we get into Nick and Ben's hole.
All right.
252-WCMF. Woody, where are they whining, buddy? Woody!
Hello?
Woody!
Yeah. Hey, how are you?
Good, buddy. Where are they whining?
I'm a bit of a pickle. I'm torn. I do believe the right town has been picked.
Hmm.
But I'm going to go with Gates as a stab in the dark.
Can I argue that is...
No, because he didn't say the town. That was a smart way of saying, I was going to say,
No, but he's qualifying. Said, No, but he's qualifying that he's a loser, right? It's like walking into a...
Okay, but he still threw out of town.
But that might be a quality pick.
What?
You know, like a grimy-ass Gates pool with algae problems that they never took care of. You put your dirty kids in there, and now you got an algae problem.
Put your mom's dirty mouth in there, and now you got an algae problem. Woody, thanks for the call. We got you for Gates.
My mom's gargling your pool.
She's got, bro, I gave her algae. She's got a bad case of mouth algae, bro. 252-WCMF, let's talk to John. John, where are they whining, buddy?
Brighton.
Why Brighton?
It's the only town that's left.
Oh, my God. No, there's plenty of towns, John.
Yeah, but not pool towns.
Pool town?
Yeah, Brighton is an old pool town.
Shut up.
But they're all cocky in Brighton, so it sounds like some, you know, some old lady sitting there talking about her pool, so.
Okay. John.
Putting her old vagina in the pool.
They're all cocky out there. 252-WCMF, let's talk to Barber. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
They're whining in Henrietta.
Why Henrietta?
Because it's the kind of town you go into, and then you swim around, and then you leave.
Got a way to get in, and you got a way to get out. One of the few towns. All right, Barbara, we got you for Henrietta. Oh,
Can I change my star from a couple weeks ago to Orion Duffy? Let's go Buffalo sticker instead.
It is a dynamite. I'll get you a sticker, Barbara, from Let's Go Duffalo, the greatest podcast on the planet. We'll hook up. I got you, buddy.
Love it.
All right, Barbara, thanks for the call. I was going to go with Nick, who's been patiently waiting in Ben's hole for like 40 minutes now. But in honor of Lonnie Anderson passing away this week at 69, by the way, I don't know if that's what it was. It just felt like a good number.
All right.
Lonnie is on CMF. Okay. Lonnie, where are they whining?
Brockport.
Man, you do not sound like Lonnie Anderson.
Why Brockport?
Hey, Bert, come over here and do me.
Why Brockport?
The bridge has been up for almost 3 years. The town's not getting business. Bitching about the art festival. Just everything.
Everybody's
buses,
bitching in Brockport.
All of it.
Is that what it
is? Brockport, they're all bitching.
But why does that have to do with the pool,
Lonnie? Just saying, a lot of bitching in general.
Lonnie, did you think this was a game where you just called up and guessed who was bitching the most in a town, period?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got you from Rockport. Thanks for the call. All right, 252-WCMF. A man who has been sitting in Ben's dark hole for 32 minutes.
Wow.
32 minutes.
That's a record.
Last week's champion, and he doesn't have much to pick from.
Yeah.
252-WCMF. Nick, where are they whining, buddy?
Dude, plenty of towns are still on the board, but we're going with Parenton.
You waited 32 minutes for Parenton?
Now, listen.
With that voice?
There was some money, right? And if this guy's talking about scraping algae off a pool, that would mean it'd have to be shotcrete, gunite, something like that. So, like, you got to have in-ground pool.
Shut up.
Concrete.
Shut right? up.
I mean,
he sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Shut up, you dork-ass bitch.
Dork-ass bitch, ass bitch.
Nick, you waited 32 minutes. You picked Parenton. You wasted your time. You wasted everyone else's time. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep. I'll take my star.
All right. I
watch him hit.
He's saying he ain't hitting nothing. Hitting the side of that pool made out of gunite.
Yeah.
What the hell is gunite?
You don't know what gunite is?
No.
Why don't you tell me? I could hook you up with some gunite.
Tell you right now. Why? Where can you? What do you got going on?
I just got into the gunite business.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Where's
that? I got
that?
A little kiosk in a men's room.
Where's that?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Old Fashioned Poolside and Gunite. From my gunite to your face.
It doesn't even make sense.
Well, when I'm done with you.
Look, I can't make it because I got an appointment scraping the inside of your mother's mouth after I'm done with her. All right.
Yes, we were late. This is the longest we've ever done this.
Well, don't tell your mom to stop being such a whore, and I won't have these jokes to do. All right, here we go. Tommy is in Irondequoit. I'm in Victor. Joey's in Fairport. Caleb is in Greece. Armand is in Penfield because they got rich people, poor people, creepy people. What do you say, creep people? What do you say?
Scuzzy. Cheap
people. Scuzz people.
Oh. Yeah.
Scuzz people. Yes, thank you. Steve is in Webster. New Ben called up, disqualified himself by picking Greece. Cody is in Pittsford. Mark, there's no towns left. I'm going Chila. You ain't going to trick me. Rachel is out in Canandaigua. Woody said he believed the town, the winner had already been picked, but he went with Gates. John is in Brighton. Barber went with Henrietta. Lonnie is in Brockport because she thought the game was just call up and pick a town where everyone bitches. Nick waited 32 minutes in Ben's dark hole, and he went with Parenton after winning last week. Are we ready?
Ready.
Let's do the damn thing.
Pittsburgh!
You ain't getting this,
man. Victor! Uh-huh.
Dumbass Victor pick.
Where?
Uh-oh.
They
she's not making
whining.
The right face.
Got a winner.
Yeah, but it is what we
want.
I
don't really know if you guys are going to like this or not.
We don't.
Because they whining in Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh is the winner. Cody. Dork-ass, bitch-ass Cody. Cody sucks, man.
Cody, I believe, has a star already. Yep. Yeah, he's got three, so this will be his fourth star.
Oh, my God.
Cody is what
Four-star Cody.
Cody is what I would imagine. If a mop could talk, that's the personality Cody
yeah,
has.
Yeah, dirty, filthy mop.
Yeah, you know, actually, I see a lot of things as a mop on the floor. You don't want pine sol. You want pledge.
He's a smelly mop.
Congratulations.
Take that, Cody.
Yeah. Congratulations, Cody. Everybody hates you. All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks in the government
say
this ain't nothing to worry about.
But okay.
Here in the break room, we give you the facts. We let you decide.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. In Columbia, South Carolina, there is an area where, starting back in the early 1950s, they produced plutonium pits needed to make the core of nuclear bombs during the Cold War.
Plutonium pits.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay, so it still works in a nuclear way, this site, although it's shifted to making fuel for nuclear plants and cleaning up nuclear things. Right. However, there is still lots of radiation and sealed containers stored under concrete that contain nuclear material.
Mm.
They send people in every once in a while in these non-used areas to make sure that the radiation is not overtaking.
All right, not leaking.
Yes. Back on July 3rd, these people that go in and check it out discovered a wasp's nest near tanks where nuclear waste was stored. Nuclear waste.
Wasp got in to where we're storing.
Yep.
The way. Okay.
So we got nuclear wasps.
So they tested Kimmy the nest, and they discovered that the nest had radiation levels 10 times higher than what is allowed by federal regulations.
Right.
They say no wasps were found. They disposed of the wasp nest. They said there were no leaks from the waste tank, and the nest was likely radioactive through what it called on-site legacy radioactive contamination.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this earlier. Yeah.
Okay.
So did the wasp die or did they leave and form new nuke families?
That is a great question.
Yeah, where'd they go?
That we'll probably never know. But if they don't exist, at one point, the wasps, nuclear wasps, did exist.
Radioactive insect.
Yeah, you got it. Now, the government says there's nothing to worry about here. They say that the wasps themselves would have just a fraction of the radioactivity that the nest would have.
Hold on. Based on the movies of the 1950s, these wasps are now the size of B-52 bombers, and they're taking over towns.
You've been watching the wrong movies, man, because the superhero movies I see, they now have several different superpowers, the same size they were before, and will take us all down one by one. Nuclear wasps. Bro, we got nuclear wasps.
Why not?
That's we probably have had them before. Think of all the power plants.
Fair.
Where they probably have nested and done things.
Well, I mean, and not only that, like the facilities like this that have, you know, because you can't just throw away nuclear waste. You have to bury it under concrete, and these things exist forever and ever and ever.
Thousands of years.
We haven't figured out a way, if there is a way, to dispose of nuclear waste in general.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Like, not only this.
Probably a lot of insects getting in and out.
Yeah, ants.
So in, over out there in Chernobyl, they had to evacuate the place.
Oh, yeah,
obviously.
It's a ghost town.
Yeah, well, it was until the Russian military started using it to go into Ukraine and got sick doing it that way. But they have found that animals have overtaken the area.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are nuclear boars that live in Chernobyl.
But, I mean, what makes them different? I mean,
they glow. I'm kidding. They don't glow.
Can you get radioactive material from the boar.
Kimmy, can you Google?
Like, if I get near the boar, now I got it.
Well, I wonder if you eat the boar, if you can get sick. Because, like,
it's probably pre-cooked, though.
There are. All right, what if? All right, let me ask you a question.
All right.
Radioactive boar on the menu.
Yeah.
If you eat this boar, there's a chance that your cancer down the road risk increases.
Mm.
But it's the best meat you've ever had in your life.
Wow.
Do you order radioactive boar?
I'm on vacation. I'm in Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Probably don't care much about my life, so yeah, might as well bring me one of them radioactive sandwiches.
So Caleb brings up, and again, we lead the league in Caleb.
Yeah,
we talked about this. Last week we told you about cyborg bees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now we add radioactive wasps.
Yeah.
To the cyborg bees that'll be flying around. Kimmy, what do we know about radioactive boars in Chernobyl?
Just based on some quick research here, seems like radioactive materials can be passed on from animals to humans primarily through the consumption or contaminated animal products.
I'm going to eat your radioactive ass.
Meat and milk.
Okay, all right.
Don't milk a boar.
Because
that'll piss him off.
Really? Because I think he's going to follow you around when you're done.
Not necessarily.
I seem to remember a story, and if you want to Google this, feel free, because I don't want to speak wrong thing.
Yeah.
That when the Russian military was going through Ukraine and they were having food distribution problems, that they ate some of these radioactive
Those guys got exposed.
And got sick.
Probably.
I think that's a story. I also remember them finding nuclear material and throwing them at each other, knowing what it was.
Yeah. I mean, the whole place was contaminated, so any animal around there's probably got something.
Yeah, and it's not like you can control these things. I also remember they were hiring people in the area to shoot the radioactive animals before they got out of the...
It was dogs.
Okay.
They sent them in after that all went down to kill all the pets.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dead nuclear dogs. 252 WCMF, this nuclear holding site, I guess you would call it. It's holding nuclear material that was used in the 1950s to make nuclear bombs during the Cold War. They go in every once in a while and check on it, make sure that the nuclear material has not gotten out of the underground area. They found a wasp's nest. The wasp nest had 10 times The radioactive material allowed by FDA standards, they did not find wasps. They did dispose of the wasp nest, but it's possible that these radioactive wasps got out, started reproducing again.
Yeah.
Government says even if that did happen, there is no worry. How would you know, by the way?
Yeah, and by the way, what did you do to that wasp nest?
It's a good question.
Yeah, what did you just throw it in a landfill? Throw it in a bag?
I doubt it. Maybe they incinerate. Can you incinerate it?
That doesn't sound like a. Then you got.
Can you release it into the air?
Yeah, then it's smoke.
Do you have to bury that?
Oh.
I guess. Yeah.
Joey writes us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Chernobyl has a lot of radioactive nuclear animals, fish, wolves. I watched a whole documentary on the wolf population that's contaminated. Nuclear wolves.
Man, with glowing eyes. Probably like fire-breathing wolf.
Probably like fire-breathing wolf. That's why people come here to this show.
Yep.
To get brilliant scientific insight.
Like glowing eyes
yeah.
and fire-breathing.
Wolf.
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 Wolves.
Like if these wasps were nuclear wasps and they were flying around the South Carolina area, if you got stung by a wasp, there wouldn't be any difference, right? Like if there was
you're
kind
still
of
in South Carolina.
If there... What I'm saying is, if there was some kind of long-term effect being exposed to a nuclear wasp, no one would be aware that they had those effects, right?
So it's 20 years down the line.
Right, it would be a slow-moving thing.
Unless somebody got so sick that they went to the hospital and discovered they had radiation poisoning because they were stung by a nuclear wasp. Because do wasps drop stuff in your skin when they sting you, right?
Well, they sting you, I guess. It's just like, some poison.
Yeah.
It makes it irritated and itchy.
Yeah.
How is that not dangerous? If they're nuclear.
I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, we've decided in the break room we should be worried about nuclear wasps.
Don't go to the Carolinas.
And keep an eye out for eye-glowing, fire-breathing nuclear wolves.
Wolves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.